This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Friday, September 26th, Gillette Stadium. As always, despite what the opening says, no Lori Baranski. But the writers of PFW are here. Paul Perillo alongside me, Andy Hart. Going through the roster rundown from the week that just passed. Get the small things out of the way, and then we're going to discuss something that doesn't technically have to do with the roster, but is a big moment in Patriots history involving one of the all-time greats. But first off, we'll get through the small news. Releasing of fullback Kyle Ekel, signed last week, was inactive for the loss to the Dolphins and sent packing after the game. They then filled that roster spot with a player I'm not familiar with, Paul, wide receiver Maurice Price. They also signed offensive lineman Ryan Wendell to the practice squad, re-signed him, and re-released defensive back Mark Dillard, who
re-released
could be back and forth a few times by the looks of it in the practice squad this year. Do you want to talk about the Maurice Price move before we get to the big news of the week?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it's a major acquisition or anything like that, but I think that Bill may be a little bit concerned about his overall depth at wide receiver. Kelly Washington's been out. He was out the last game, and he missed practice.
Has not practiced, correct.
On Wednesday and Thursday of this week, heading into the bye. So, you know, not a guy that they're expecting to get out there, I'm sure, and, you know, catch, you know, 30 passes for them over the course of the season. But, you know, maybe an extra fourth receiver type guy that can get in there and fill in. A little bit bigger, set at 6'1", than some of the other Patriots wide receivers. He's doesn't have a ton of experience. He had a nice preseason with Kansas City, then hurt his quad. That kind of put him behind the eight ball. He was on the active roster for the opening game against the Patriots, but was inactive. And then he was released, signed to the Chiefs practice squad, and then subsequently released from the practice squad. He had workouts in Baltimore and Seattle, as well as New England, and obviously signed here with the Patriots.
And was a little surprised.
He was.
Joining the team.
He was
happily
surprised yeah.
Obviously. But you're right, had a nice preseason for Kansas City, had led them with six catches for, I think, 90 yards in two-plus games. Not really, it sounds like, a huge special teams option. Doesn't have a lot of experience in that area.
No.
But that's one of those things. You could give him a chance in that area. I mean, he's an athlete. He has a little bit of size. You ask him to go down and run down and cover a kick. But it'll be interesting to see how long he's around here. Out of Charleston Southern, you know, a small school
type
player.
Says the first player from that school, he said.
Nice.
In the NFL.
Nice.
I think he said that at one point.
The Price is Right. Anyway, I just had to get that in there a little bit. You know, the Price is Right.
Mo Price.
Big news of the week. Troy Brown was not on the roster, obviously. Had not been on a roster to start the season. Finished out the year last year with New England. Announced his retirement yesterday, Paul, here at Gillette Stadium. And I thought a very well-done press conference that started out with Mr. Kraft talking about his memories of Troy Brown, moved on to Bill Belichick discussing his memories of Troy Brown and what an honor it was to coach him over the years in a variety of roles when he was the secondary coach working against Troy and then came back as the head coach and sort of helped make Troy the star that he became under Belichick in the era here with Charlie Weiss. And then Troy spoke, very emotional. His family was here, his wife and two sons. One of them was very, very emotional.
Sermon crying
into his mother's shoulder during the press conference, and then closed out the press conference with the final question, raised his hand and asked his dad if he loved the game so much, why he was retiring. And at that point, there was nary dry eye in the
room. I was going to say, if that didn't get you, you don't have a pulse.
Right. And horse even poop. Andy Hart had a little tear. But I thought
horse
overall.
Poop. What,
who keeps butting horse in? Poop. Oh, that's Troy Brown. He did mention horse poop in his retirement comments. But I thought a very well-done ceremony. Troy, if you're going to be in the media, you need to learn you can't always interrupt. Sometimes you can, but you got to know your role. Anyway, Paul, talk about Troy Brown's retirement and the departure of maybe the greatest playmaker in Patriots history in all three phases of the game.
And I'll say, well, yeah, I mean, certainly if you say all three phases of the game, I don't think there's any question. But I would wholeheartedly echo your comments, Andy. I thought it was very well done yesterday and one of the more enjoyable events that I've had a privilege to be present at. I really enjoyed that yesterday. And
you're going
to
cry again?
Well, no, but I thought of a lot of different Troy Brown moments as Bill Belichick was talking yesterday. And I thought specifically Bill was outstanding in really conveying just how much respect he had for Troy Brown as the as a football player, as a person, both on and off the field. Both Belichick and Kraft, you know, made that highly evident. And overall, I just thought it was a terrific event. And the way that the PR department got it all set up in the media room, too, with all these various photos of Troy all over the place. A video was showing, a constant loop of a video in the background as all those guys were talking. And we probably should add, November 13th, is it the Thursday night game?
Yes, the New York Jets come to Foxborough for
Troy Brown night.
And appropriate, because Troy Brown could have returned this season as a New York Jet, but said the color wasn't right, could not see himself in another uniform, and that's why he's chosen to retire at this point, because the Jets flew him down there and were very interested in bringing him on board. Imagine that.
Mr. Patriot.
Favre to
in
Brown.
Every way.
That
would have
been like 75 years of experience in the National Football League coming together. But, yeah, I thought it was a very good ceremony. Troy actually started his post-football career last night. He's going to be doing some work for Comcast Sportsnet. Another on the long list of guys that's pushing Andy Hart out of the rotation for any roles on Comcast Sportsnet, but made his debut and will be a football analyst for them. Said he will be in the community. Fans will see him. Will continue to do some community work. Will be in the area. Even left the door open down the road when his kids are older for maybe, you know, football type jobs in terms of front office or coaching. But for right now, he wants to be with his family and watch football with the kids, he said, and answer questions for them and do things of that and be a father first. And but he clearly is one of those guys that's driven, and at some point, my guess is, he pops back up somewhere because guys with that kind of a drive and work ethic usually can't sit on the couch for too long. And once those kids are a little older, I think you'll see Troy again.
I agree. But and the way you put it, Andy, too, just the ultimate playmaker in all three phases of the game.
I mean, if you're going to say just based on playmaking, and I know this gets into a debate, is, you know, a lot of fans say,
are you a great player or are you a great playmaker?
I think he is one of the greatest playmakers in the history of the league, because in key times, he made plays. And you think about 2001, 2003, 2004, even, you know, as recently as 2006, when the game was on the line, he was a guy making plays. You know, we talk about Tom Brady or Adam Vinatieri. Those guys get game-ending type highlights. Well, all those things generally involve Troy Brown somewhere along the line making them happen.
And it was interesting, even talking about the Super Bowls, specifically the first two, it was in Brown's catch across the middle in Super Bowl 36 set up Adam Vinatieri's field goal.
Right.
Or Brown's punt return in the Snow Bowl in 2001 against Oakland set up Adam Vinatieri's kick. And then, you know, the catch against Carolina, the acrobatic catch over the middle on first and 20 or whatever it was, set up.
Right.
Vinatieri, you know, so he was never the guy that made the catch that got all the highlights, right, on, you know, that you remember and the images that you remember from winning. You see Adam.
But all the highlights were built, you know, on his work.
You see the aftermath of Adam making the kick and with the hand above the, you know, the head and the shots of the sideline, but it was Troy Brown that got him there.
No question, and he will be missed, but he'll be around. We'll see him, and I would say just, I know both you and I feel the same way on a personal level, just dealing with him as a media member, always respectful, honest, polite, just all-around good guy, and I think somebody that a lot of the players could and should look up to in how to carry themselves on and off the field.
I'm glad you brought that up, Andy. They also, the players that look up, Bill started that whole thing yesterday. The day's events here at Gillette Stadium started with Bill presenting Troy basically,
right,
to the team, and showed a huge highlight clip of Troy Brown, and the players gave him a standing ovation. And, you know, talking to some of the teammates, some of the younger guys were really struck by that because they, you know, a lot of them, they don't know. They, you know, they weren't around for the Troy Brown heyday. You know, the guys that have been rookies now, obviously, and even guys been in their first and second year, when Troy Brown was making all the plays that you're talking about, Andy, on third and seven with an 8-yard catch, time after time after time. So that's how Bill started the day off yesterday, by kind of introducing Troy Brown to the team.
And I'll end with this. Troy said he can't compete, can't keep up with the young guys, can't outrun Father Time. I still say, I need a third and seven. I'll take Troy Brown today.
And I'll say,
the play.
If he was healthy, there's no question in my mind he could go out there and catch 40 passes.
I agree.
Right now.
I agree. But alas, we'll never know again, because Troy Brown has called it a career. He will no longer be involved in our roster reports here because he won't be on the roster. The next time we'll talk about Troy, you know, in a few years, he'll go into the Patriots Hall of Fame and be honored there as one of the all-time greats. But for now, great ceremony here at Gillette Stadium. And that's going to put the wraps on this roster report, because we have nothing else. It's the bye week. We get to go home and watch football like the rest of you. And then we'll come back next week and we'll talk about preparations for the San Francisco 49ers. Peace out.
thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.